Welcome to FormulaOneWeekly.com's podcast. This is podcast number 2. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm your host. My producer is David Tapia, and my co-host is Steve Faub. Steve Faub couldn't make it tonight, but I had to have this podcast recorded tonight because of the news that came out this morning. I couldn't believe it. Went on the web as I usually do every morning, and there it was. Fernando Alonso signs for McLaren for 2007. Blew me away. I had absolutely no idea that this was in the works. I mean, most of the time you can anticipate a lot of these changes, but this means a lot of things. But Fernando Alonso actually signs to the dark side. Yep. I guess the dark side's attractive. Everybody knows I'm a Renault fan. Have been for years. But Fernando could not stay away. And we understand. We understand. As I was saying, shut up. This means a lot. I think that this also points to Renault possibly pulling out by 2007. I've already read on the web that David Richards and ProDrive, who want to come back into Formula One with his own team, is actually ready to pounce on Renault if the team comes up for sale at the end of 2006. Renault's worked with Michelin. Michelin's pulling out in 2006. And I think these are signs. Especially if Renault can pull it off one more time, I say they leave for sure. With the new head of Renault, who was the gentleman who saved Nissan, he's now running Renault France, and he's a cost cutter. This guy that's what he does. That's why he's got the job, and big sports is not his thing. He thinks it's frivolous at best. Also, Alonso says that the V8's hard to drive. I thought that was weird. Truly says it's his little sister could drive it. Alonso says, it's easy to drive. We'll see what happens. And I think with this Alonso thing, it also means I think Kimi Raikkonen is going to Ferrari for sure, 2007. It's going to, there were rumors running around a couple of months ago about that, but they were squashed by Ron Dennis saying that it was ridiculous. I have to admit that I'm laughing because Ron Dennis, having the nerve, he actually criticized Fernando after Fernando won the championship, saying that Kimi was a better driver, blah, 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 and then goes and signs Fernando. Talk about sneaky. And Schumacher, where's Schumacher in 2007? Vodafone is out of Ferrari. They're now McLaren's number one partner. Vodafone is still advertising and promoting Mr. Schumacher. Vodafone has been supporting Schumacher for a while. What does this all mean? It's really hard to say. I think if Ferrari does not turn it around this year, the next season coming up, Schumacher's gone. He does not want to go out at losing. He wants to go out winning. I think his retirement is standing on whether he he won't retire without winning. He will retire when he wins one more world championship. And I don't think that's unreasonable. The Renault president understands. He says that, well, first he wasn't too happy about it, but then he says, you know, he understands that these drivers need a new challenge. And I remember back in the day in the 70s, man, every year there were driver changes. So in that respect, it's almost normal. It's almost the way it should be. Everybody was giving up their seats, going to the neighbor. So it's going to be very interesting, but I'm not looking forward to seeing Fernando in that McLaren suit. My God. And I wonder what the colors are going to be, the livery on the car for 2007. All very interesting questions to ponder. But I am predicting 2007, Renault pulls out, no Michelin. There'll be no French representatives at all. I'm bumming being half French and all. Anyway, I'm going to try to contact my co-host by phone. But first, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Hi. I want to talk to you about something really serious that affects everyone's lives. Something I think is really, really important if you're a race fan. And that something is good information. And that information can be had at F1Weekly.com. F1Weekly.com is your new source of tidbits, photographs, rumors, and occasionally sexual innuendo about F1 drivers, F1 rules, and F1 girls. So if you're an F1 fan like I am, please go to F1Weekly.com to get all your information needs. Thank you. Hello! F1Weekly.com. We're back. Just took a little break, and I got the co-host on the phone. Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Correct. Excellent. I was just talking to everyone about my thoughts on Renault, and let me fill you in real fast. I think Renault's pulling out after 2006, along with Michelin. I think that they might have a good chance of winning the World Championship in 2006. They're going all out. And then I believe Kimi Raikkonen will sign with Ferrari, Fernando to McLaren. And give me your feedback. What do you think?
I tend to agree with you there. As far as Renault pulling out, I think that's kind of a 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it probably will deal with how well they do this season and also what other FIA changes come down the pike.
That's true.
Because I think part of the reason they're looking to pull out is the restrictions are just basically making it kind of non-research profitable. It's kind of like investing money. It's becoming purely marketing and there's no real development available to them to improve the product line.
Yeah. Also, you know, Flavio Briatore is the Fernando's manager. Him and his company manages Fernando. He must have known about it. And that also, I think, sheds a little light on the Renault situation. I think Briatore might know that Renault could be ending it at the end of 2006. And I know he likes Fernando and certainly didn't block his way to go to McLaren.
No, definitely not. Do you know when Flavio's contract's up?
I think they just signed him. He was about to retire, and I think they signed him up for two more years.
Interesting.
It is.
That means they have to pay off his contract.
Well.
But that, you know, neither here nor there.
Exactly.
And then as far as Kimi going to Ferrari, that sounds really plausible. That sounds like a good jump for him. Ferrari's kind of always coveted him, I think, since he's started to gain recognition in the market.
Yeah, and John Todt has always praised the Finn. And
they kind of like that cool demeanor kind of pilot for their cars.
That's true. And to be honest with you, with Vodafone going to McLaren in 2007 and them being a sponsor of Michael Schumacher. I think if Ferrari makes no headway in 2006, Schumacher's gone. Kimi's in. Felipe Massa, I mean, right now he's sort of meaningless.
Well, he's Phil.
Exactly.
Second seat of Ferrari's always kind of
neat. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody pays any attention to it.
Kind of a glorified test driver in one of
the Wow, that was mean.
Yeah, well, guys like Barrichello, who are actually talented drivers,
right.
kind of get the shaft.
That's true. Barrichello's okay. I like him. He might do well with Honda if they get their act together.
Yeah, if they can actually put a car on the track that can win a race consistently. The other thing is does Shuey stay in racing, or is he going to retire?
I think Shuey stays in racing until he wins another championship. Honestly, he's in pretty good physical condition.
Yeah, well, he's like the majority of athletes these days.
Exactly.
Can keep going much longer than they could in the past because of the off-season.
I agree.
And the training regimes that they can.
I agree. I agree. I mean, even in the 90s, a lot of those guys weren't in that great of condition. But the Schumacher era, I think, changed all that.
Well, you've also got, too, the conditioning regimes and training as a profession has really blossomed in the late 90s and early new century. And I think that's carried over from other sports into auto racing. You're going to probably see a lot of guys. Fernando theoretically could probably go until his mid-40s if he really wants to stay with the sport that long.
I think and Schumacher. I don't know about Kimi. He's a big drinker. He's a partier. He reminds me of Jim Hunt.
Yeah, but a lot of that has to depend on what does he do during the day.
Yeah, maybe he just sits around and.
You look at Major League Baseball players, and a lot of those guys are pretty good drinkers.
That's true.
Too.
And you know what? I think it's funner when they're drinkers and hipsters. Because
when
then
they're getting out there and making some news off the track is always a lot more fun.
Totally.
It goes back to the golden era.
Motorsport,
when
they were womanizing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now all these guys are married, and it's boring. Well, Jackie Stewart was married pretty young. I still can't believe Fernando's going to the dark side.
As you call it.
What else?
Does he have any place else to go?
I pictured him going to.
Where he goes.
I pictured him going to Ferrari. I honestly did. Mm-hmm. I really don't know why. This is just blowing me away, but it really is because for me, I could never. I've never been a big McLaren fan since Prost and Senna. After that, I don't know why. They just always got under my skin, even though I have a lot of respect for them, and I know they're a great team organizational-wise. But we'll see what happens.
It would be very interesting. What I'm really curious as to is just how much of the Vodafone money they're giving to Fernando.
I don't know. But I'm sure that
play... What contract does it take to get him to sign that early?
But all this is happening all at the same time. What, the Vodafone announcement was, 2 days ago? Now it's Fernando Alonso?
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing. And it's funny because I was ready for a lag in F1 news. I mean, there's always... The Christmas break is always sort of boring. And I was just preparing this morning for a while. There's not going to be much happening, And all of a sudden, wham! So I was laughing. Also,
I thought it was interesting that Toyota was trimming fat by dumping their designer.
Well, you know why, though? That's because Mike Gascoigne has an interesting way of working. He's got three teams working simultaneously. He did this at Renault. And it's really a good... it works for him. But he was pretty much... what was his name? Bruner?
Yeah.
He was... he just wasn't part of the system anymore. He was there when they first started, but it's over.
Just from the articles I read, kind of felt like he was odd man out, too.
He was the odd man out, especially once Mike Gascoigne came in. And
once he got up to speed, Bruner became expensive.
He was more or less pushed out. They called him, actually, in quotation marks, obsolete. Not him as a designer, but him in the position he was in.
Yeah.
So,
be interested to see if he lands somewhere else.
Exactly. And they call the way Mike Gascoigne runs his parallel teams his unique trademark. So, not surprising. And, I think the guy expected it at least a year ago.
Yeah, I think that. How long has Gascoigne been? How long has.
Bruner?
How long has Gascoigne been with.
2 years now?
Yeah, they put the writing on the wall.
Yeah, they pulled him from Renault. Truly and Ralph have been sort of knocking heads lately. I don't know if you read that.
I hadn't seen anything about that.
Yeah, Truly's always out qualifying Ralph, but then at the end Ralph got the pole position, I think, he got pole in the U.S., and Truly was knocking him for that. And also he got pole in Suzuka. No, Truly got pole in U.S., Schumacher got pole in Suzuka. And Truly says that Schumacher got pole because he had a glass of fuel in his car. A glass worth of fuel. I love that line. It's true, though. You got to admit.
Hey, yeah, well, I think Ferrari was trying to kind of put a stick in the eye of the Japanese teams.
That's true. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. I was talking about Ralph Schumacher.
Well, I think Ferrari was trying to put it. At Suzuka?
Yeah.
I think that Ferrari was trying
Well, they always do.
They were trying to basically upstage the Japanese teams on their turf.
That's true. Ferrari, it's been announced today that Ferrari's postponing their 2006 car launch.
Interesting.
Well, their excuse was that it was on the same date as the BMW Sauber launch in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's all very convenient. There's no reason. I mean, Ferrari has always delayed their launches, not bringing the car actually a few races into the season. So we'll see what they do this year. I mean, they've got to bring out the new car right away.
They've got to be there for the beginning, otherwise where are they going to put the V8?
Well, obviously they know their last year's car is junk.
So. And again, basically that chassis, last year's chassis is not going to take that V8 very conveniently.
Well, it's really going to be funny if by any chance Renault does well in the beginning of the season and it's going to be neck and neck again with Ferrari. I can't wait to hear what Ron Dennis has to say this year about Fernando's driving.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, McLaren, can Ferrari make a comeback? Because McLaren was so strong last year.
I don't think they can, not yet.
And, Schumacher's not going to be a happy camper if he's got another third-rate car.
Oh, no, he's leaving the team. If he's got another year of barely making the podium, it's over. He's either going to Red Bull.
His ass off.
I think he could very well go to Red Bull where Adrian Newey is. Because
yeah.
Adrian Newey worked with Michael Schumacher in the Benetton years when he won his championship with the Ford power plant. Then when they went to the Renault V10, they won again. Adrian Newey was there. Flavio was there. Those were great years. Steve Matchett was there. He was a gearhead. Yeah, good old Matchett. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Steve. I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks for letting me in.
Hey, dude. And real quickly here. Don't forget to go to Formula1Weekly.com. That's Formula1Weekly.com.
Formula1Weekly.com.
There we go. Okay.
Formula1Weekly.com.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Yep. Talk to Clark.
Get some rest, all right?
Hey.
Good night.
Download the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. This is actually podcast number 2. It's December 19th, somewhat of an emergency podcast, but I had no choice once I saw those headlines. So thank you, and don't forget to go to F1Weekly.com. We're also up on iTunes. Go to the website, iTunes.com. Go to the music store. Click on podcasts and do a search for F1. And you'll find F1Weekly.com, and you could download our podcast, subscribe, and don't forget to give us some feedback. Go to the website and email us, or you can even leave some feedback at iTunes where you can review the podcast. Thank you very much. We all wish you a good week. Good night.